Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What he said to me recently, that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from the Coronado area right outside of San Diego in Southern California, and happy to do so. We're going to be back in the saddle again, hopefully in the state of Minnesota. I heard we got a little snow there tomorrow, and so we should be back up and running with full force and function concerning the show here. Just wanted to give you a real quick heads up. If you want to call in, please do. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if you're a first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. Folks, I want to get something off my chest really quick because it really agitates me to no end concerning the painstaking efforts that we put in to make sure that our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted here. Just on Saturday's show, I was broadcasting live out of Rancho Santa Fe, California, and in doing so, I had made reference as to the chicken wars being made between that of Popeyes and that of Chick-fil-A. And in understanding that, my whole metaphor was that this is how politics are controlled, or should I say how the political game is played, and then in giving the analogy that it doesn't get any easier to understand than the way that I showed it to you. In other words, they control and supply both to both sides. And what I did is I grabbed the article just over the last couple of days here just to, in order to correct this misunderstanding with some people. And I had said that it's interesting that Chick-fil-A and that of Popeye sandwiches, as they continuously promote the fight and create the war to fill the seats, in other words, to those that will go out and buy their sandwiches right away, people don't realize this is how the mainstream media continuously promotes their candidates, which are controlled by the same companies. Now, with that, I had said that the Popeye sandwich company and that of Chick-fil-A, I said it's interesting that they're not really at war with each other because they're owned by the same company, okay? So I got a little kickback from somebody kind of, you know, talking about how they're cringing every time I say that. Well, it was the only time that I did say that. But in order to correct myself, I wanted to go back, which I did, and I pulled up the article. And what I highlighted is some time ago, the mainstream media's useful idiots came out and did a fair report unbeknownst to them. It was a perfect example outside of the Harmon Globetrotters, which I just highlighted last week, of what and how politics in America are being played. And I brought up the article, CNBC highlighted chicken sandwich wars. They reported when it comes to Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes, Tyson Food wins. And the author of this article was Jim Cramer. He highlighted when it comes to the chicken sandwich war between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A, investors should buy the hand that feeds them both, Tyson Foods. So just from stating that, thus far, what is the what is the resolve that this man is bringing as to who's profiting from both Popeyes and Chick-fil-A? He's highlighting the fact that Tyson Foods is controlling both of them. So if I guess I'm corrected on the point that I made in saying that they were both owned by Chick or Tyson Foods, I would say do forgive me, but that's what the article does in fact convey to all of us. He said when it comes to the chicken sandwich war between Popeye and Chick-fil-A, investors should buy the hand that feeds them both, Tyson Foods. Now, regardless if this is just the supplier or not, or an owner or not, it still proves the point of which I'm highlighting. And I feel that many people love to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. Now, far be it from me to be backwards. If I'm wrong about something, I have no problem correcting myself. But again, as I just stated, that is one of the things that we try to do here at the Sons of Liberty, both the morning show and the afternoon show, more than anything else. And it's quite offensive when someone says you should get yourself a fact checker and begin the attack without even asking the question. So what I'm going to do is just so everybody can have a clarity and understanding of the point that I was making, I'm going to go ahead and take this and append it to the feed for live chat so people can see for themselves right on the comments section. Just so they can understand the point that I was making, because I didn't believe that I was off point. Again, if I am in a position to correct myself, I have no problem doing that. But in this particular situation, I'm merely reading off the headline, and the article is now appended. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe to that feed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as well as Before It's News, BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the left side of that page as well. And one more time, if you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to tee this up for you before we get into our next hard break here, but I want you to see this because I'm not going to let it fall to the wayside. One American News just highlighted the Super Bowl champion Jake Squirek dead at 64 years old. And again, in most cases, the American people are sitting back and saying, what happened? What's been going on? As they completely forget the last 3 years as to how they are under attack by the powers that are tolerated. And not only was it Jack, but it was also actress Cindy Morgan, who's dead at 69 years old. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a natural decline here where death takes its toll. No, we're born to die, as Scripture tells us. Furthermore, we're all dying day by day. That's why Scripture tells us to redeem the time and to make the most of the time that we have, because life is but a vapor. But I do want you to know, and again, not letting this go to the wayside, this was just reported today on redvoicemedia.com that there are now 17 million deaths from the COVID vax. This is a report and a calculation of how many people have died from the experimental deaths by that of Brett Weinstein. And have you heard a word from the mainstream media concerning what it is that they are responsible for? I highly doubt you have. No, what you've heard from the mainstream media is how they're going to keep pushing the agenda, regardless of how many people they have genocided.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We are set up on Comrex Sack. That means no matter where we're at, you can still call in, pro or con. Dude 3 and 4, if you want to contend, we can do that. If you want to bring something to the table and enlighten us all, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And we're happy to say for one day that we have left, that we're broadcasting from the Coronado area, just across from San Diego in Southern California. It's a good place to be. Let me tell you, it really, truly is. I wanted to highlight this, and I want to make another point concerning those things that I'm not going to let go. We have the Super Bowl champions, Jack Skorek. He's dead at 64. Then we have actress Cindy Morgan, dead at 69. Then we have Brett Weinstein coming out and tell us that there's now calculated to the equivalency of 17 million deaths from the experimental jabs. And what's even worse than all of this, friends, is it keeps going on and on and on and on concerning the topics in which are being overlooked. And I'm not going to overlook them because people don't want to address the issue. We're just not going to be a part of that club. Now, I wanted to highlight this as well. And this is the individuals, and I'm looking now for it. Here it is. These are individuals that were leaders in other countries who refused to go along with the pandemic. And I want you to listen carefully just so you can understand how this is played. Either you could go along to get along, as they say, the devil, John 8:44 and his minions, or this is what we're going to do to you. Now, what I want you to see here is, again, these world leaders who refuse the vaccinations, the experimental jab, and I want you to pay attention to the fact that they're no longer here to tell you about it. And it just shows you how dangerous that these people really are concerning those that are pushing the experimental jabs once again. But this is information that we've always known of. This is information we've always had concerning the responsible party, what it is that they intend to do. And if they're responsible for 17 million deaths, they're not going to be worried about killing off a couple leaders worldwide, friends, concerning those that are going to refuse their agenda, because they want to, again, ride roughshod over the top of those that object. And that's exactly what happened here. Now, what I want you to see, again, I want you to see these world leaders, and I don't know why it's not letting me do that, but we'll just undo that, and I'll just show it for to you the way that I'm getting it here. If you look at the screen here, you have Javon Mosey, and he was the former president of Haiti. And if you remember right, friends, he was assassinated. Do you remember this? He was assassinated because he refused to go along with the whole experimental jab vaccination process in his own country. Now, this is John Magufuli, former president of Tanzania. He was also one, I might add, that was making a mockery of Bill Gates. He was making a mockery of those that were going along with the experimental jabs. As a matter of fact, John was also having his medical teams in his country test all these said vaccinations. And what they did in response is they sent in tests. And what they did is they tried to fool the testers. And so they sent in animal blood, they sent in motor oil, they sent in fruit. And it was interesting because when the results came back, they were all stating that all of these tests that were sent in by John Magufuli, the Tanzanian president, were all COVID positive. Remember what I said, it was animal blood, they used fruit, and they used motor oil. And so John called it for what it was right off the bat. Now, do you remember when John started to criticize the agenda? Do you remember all of a sudden he disappeared for 3 weeks? Yep. Well, he did disappear for 3 weeks, friends. He completely disappeared. And the fact of the matter is he was one that was willing to stand up on the behalf of his people. Here's another, Hamed Bayoko, former prime minister of the Ivory Coast. He shows up dead. He was also another leader that refused to vaccinate his people. Pierre, I can't not see his last name, former president of Burundi. He mysteriously died during the same time. And then we have Ambrose Damani, former prime minister of Swaziland. He died mysteriously. Then we have Andy, I'm not even going to try to say his last name because I can barely see it. He was from a foreign country as well. He refused to vaccinate his people. And because he refused to vaccinate his people, friends, he died. So I want you to understand the severity of what you are dealing with. I have to reiterate this point that you have an agenda of genocide going forward, not against other countries, America alone, but against you. And I want you to slowly contemplate what I'm going to tell you next again. The same people that are saying that you need to take the shot for your health, this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did when he was genociding his own people as well. The same people that are telling you to take the shot, the experimental jab, are also the ones that illegally sanctioned the murder of over 70 million babies in your own backyard. Lest you want to keep pretending as to the fact that you're not the ones that are under attack, I want to put it into perspective for you that you are. You are the ones that are under attack. And again, if you're just joining us now, I took the time to show you foreign leaders that refused to go along with forced vaccinating their own people. And what happened? The foreign leaders died off mysteriously. And we all the well know how they died off. The fact of the matter is the American people and people on a worldwide basis need to stand up to this nonsense and quit taking counsel from their fears and stand up against these tyrants, these devils, these despots, because that's exactly what they are. and only to further solidify the point that you Americans are under attack, I wanted to show you this as well. The said Biden regime, which is a reflection of what the American people tolerate, the headline goes along with the peoplesvoice.com, the Biden regime raids Amish family for growing organic produce on their own land. Which, folks, this is the same thing they're doing with the narrative. If you're not going along with 94% of the narrative that they're driving, oh, and by the way, censoring and suppressing, that's what they're going to do to you. They're going to try to shut your voice down. And remember, it was Ben Franklin that said the freedom of speech was our bulwark to tyranny. And the tyrants are trying to take that away from you. And now taking this in the same form of example, the Biden regime raids Amish family for growing organic produce. Why? Americans, they have no constitutional authority to attack any family for growing its own food. But this shows you that they want you to eat everything that they produce, and they don't want anybody getting the idea that they can go ahead and produce their own food. Americans, again, the burden of proof isn't on us. The burden of proof is on a tyrant system of government, and that's what you're dealing with. Where are they deriving this authority from, friends? They don't have the authority because we, the people under God, never gave him the delegated authority to do so. But they're doing it anyways. Oh, and to add insult to injury, I want you to see this as well. Did you see that they're now coming for people who stood outside of the Capitol on January 6th? You heard me right. Now these unconstitutional alpha organizations are now coming for people who stood outside the Capitol on January 6th. This is a totalitarian system of government, and they are proving my point on a 24/7 basis. They have no authority whatsoever to prosecute anybody that is exercising their First Amendment. They have no authority, Americans. So a totalitarian system of government takes upon itself to operate in such a fashion arbitrarily as to the way that they mean to rule. Well, guess what? That's not our system of government in any sense of the word, which only again solidifies the point that you are dealing with a bunch of foreigners, Americans, acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution that they themselves swore to uphold. They have no authority, but they're doing it anyway, and they're only doing it because the people are allowing them to do it. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and we're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he does not believe his former boss, President Donald Trump, is an insurrectionist, despite what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
This was a riot that should never have happened. The former president's words that day were reckless.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union Sunday, Pence added he does not believe Trump violated the 14th Amendment and that he should remain on primary ballots. Some Americans in a recent poll indicated they believe the FBI might have been behind the events of January 6th, but Pence quickly refuted that when asked. Investigators of last Friday's Alaska Airlines mishap out west say the cockpit voice recorder from the Portland to California flight will be useless to them. NTSB officials say that is because those recorders often overwrite all saved data every 2 hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Liberty broadcasting live from Coronado, just across the bridge from San Diego, Southern California. And I'm hearing the military jets fly by, the military Cherokee helicopters. The list goes on. It's fantastic, folks. We got a bad set of boys up in the air, and I hope that they're doing their job because I love our military in so many different ways. And again, I just hope that they're upholding the Constitution rather than taking it down in fighting unconstitutional wars on the behalf of those that are lying to them 24/7 and using their blood to continuously spread forth this new world agenda. And we have to put a stop to it because we have the ability to do so. So let me go to the next point, friends, just to show you that you're the ones that are under attack in this country. I hope that you've seen this. Illegal aliens are arrested for stabbing fellow illegal to death in dispute over woman at a New York City shelter. So this is all of the information that I've warned you of concerning what's going to happen once they come into the United States of America. They're going to bring their culture with them. They're going to bring what they left, friends, with them, because they're not here asking to be protected. In other words, let me use it constitutionally, afford them asylum from where they came from. Nope, they're acting as if they are exactly where they want to be, regardless of what country they're in, because they're still going to act the same way. And just over the last couple days, namely on Saturday, I'd highlighted the fact that we had a couple Muslims from Syria in New York City raped a woman from New York. The week before that, I played the video of an individual coming from Mexico that attacked. And you've seen on the video that I played for you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. You've seen him attempt to sexually assault her right in front of the cameras right on the streets. Now, Americans, I want to say this again. Man, I want you to listen carefully to me. I am not going to stand back and watch this happen. This is what's going on in Europe. This is what's going on in France and Germany. This is what's going on in the UK, friends. And again, this is what Tommy Robinson is trying to warn the American people as if to what they should avoid. And now they're coming into America doing the same exact thing. Okay? Americans, are you going to tolerate this? Okay? You've already tolerated a treasonous administration to allure them into your country. Now they're bringing their crimes with them. And you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, friends. And I've said this before, and again, I want you to hear me again. You haven't seen anything yet. You want to just keep standing down and disobeying the Lord, friends. It's going to increase in judgment. It's not going to get better. Go to Leviticus 26, starting verse 15, and just go down a couple chapters, and you'll see where the Lord says, if you will not be reformed by me for all these things, these chastisements and judgments that I bring upon you, then I'm going to bring them seven times more. That's where America is right now, because they, the accomplices of the crime, the American people, the 86% that claim to be what it is that they are not, they are the ones that are accomplices to these crimes, okay? Now, to add insult to injury or gas to the fire, look at this one, friends. Daily Caller again highlights illegal immigrant deported four times charged with killing Colorado mother, son, in a DUI crash. This is outside of all the other crimes that they're guilty of, okay? Outside of all the crimes that they're guilty of. And the fact of the matter is they just want you to not pay attention to what they're bringing in with them. But again, you have been faithfully warned, Americans. If you have even an inkling to dig a little bit deeper than what the mainstream media is feeding you, you've been warned concerning what's happening here. There's military bases being put up in Texas. We have 35 jihadi camps throughout the United States of America. We have a 900% increase of Chinese nationals. We have military-aged men, by the way, which is over the top of all of these nationalities. But we have those coming in from Afghanistan in big number. Matter of fact, on Saturday, I had highlighted the fact, and I'll play it for you on Wednesday, where we have an Iranian warning the American people that you have all of these people coming into your country, and he highlighted the Taiwanese. And he said, what do you think is going to happen if they're inside of America and you have a conflict with China? He also warned of more jihadi attacks coming. Okay. Now, again, I want you to put this in the face of September 11, 2001 and what you've been told. Because it's the same federal government that told you for 18 years that it was a foreign country that attacked you. Now you can see who's alluring the illegals into America. Hey, friends, 2 + 2 = 4. Okay? 2 + 2 = 4. But what I want you to see, friends, is, again, those that are responsible for all of this nonsense, and this is another person that I warned you of, and this is line upon line, precept upon precept. Line upon line, precept upon precept. We have the conservative action alerts. Nikki Haley, listen carefully, friends, just to show you who she's working for. And this is another one that I told you. She is a fraud from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. But Nikki Haley says illegal aliens are not criminals. Okay, I want you to think about her confusion. Illegal immigrants. She called them aliens, are not criminals. If they come into our country illegally, that makes them lawbreakers, 1 John 3:4. Okay? When they break the law, that makes them criminals. So Nikki Haley wants you to believe that those that are breaking the law to come into America, they're not criminals. Then she said, Americans should stop being disrespectful to them. As illegals are committing crimes against mothers and sons and women, and this isn't even the murder rate with cops, police, your military. She wants you to quit being disrespectful to those that are coming in illegally. Now, I also want to, I want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, what you're seeing here is, again, what I've always said. You have corrupt politicians working hand in glove with the mainstream media as useful idiots under the dictates of the Mockingbird media, CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, right? And what are they doing? They're creating domestic insurrection. So you have Nikki Haley here standing on the side of the illegals reproving the Americans. That's called creating domestic insurrection. That's what's happening. They're creating this war, Americans. And with all the other said crimes that have been being allowed to go ahead and push forth, and I'm talking about Gavin Newsom, that tyrant from California, and I'm talking about that of DeWine in Ohio and Whitmer in Michigan and Walls in Minnesota. The list goes on, folks. We can go over to Adams and that of New York City. You get the point. Who's creating the war? Who's creating the crimes? Take that again to what George Bush said. Out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Now, in the face of the onslaught of these attacks coming in towards our women, towards our mothers and our sons and our police, endangering their lives, your federal government and state governments are, I want you to contemplate this because, again, this lines up and it's coming now to the time of what we said in full fruition. These are the reasons we stay on these topics, because we know that we're onto something by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. What are you talking about? Well, we have, again, a California law. It's not a law. It's a violation of law. See, folks, you have these people that are putting the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. Read Isaiah 5:20, you'll understand. But they call them laws when they're not laws. And I could go off on just that. But for the sake of time, I want you to see this. A California law is the headline, barring the carrying of firearms in most public places is blocked again. Why is your state and federal government trying to disarm its people in the face of illegals coming into their country? Simultaneously, don't forget, the federal government is taking your money and they are bolstering the efforts to fortify unconstitutional agencies, 87 of them, while they are arming them to the hilt against who? Should we play stupid here or should we call it for what it is? They are arming themselves and fortifying themselves against the very people that they themselves are supposed to protect, friends. Okay. And again, this same government that you're tolerating, Americans, and I'm talking about corruption again, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution, and we have provision in doing so. Okay? But again, I want you to see, friends, that they are doing everything in their power to disarm you. I want to highlight something really quick concerning this point of disarmament. You know that this is what tyrants do. You have, in your current and present state with your politicians, they are doing everything in their power to war against what your forefathers established through your founding documents. You need to ask yourself what the definition of treason is, friends, because that is treason on so many different fronts. When you have a government trying to disarm itself, but fortifying itself against the people that it's supposed to protect by upholding the law, not tearing them down, that is the definition of terror, or that is the definition of treason. Also consider that 94% of all crimes that are committed by mass murderers are in gun-free zones, and it would be good for the American people to hold politicians accountable for the crimes of the mass murders against those that have killed innocent people, because they are the ones that perpetrated the crime in the first place.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The time that's been allotted to me to give you a download in such a short amount of time, only to prove the point again, because this is America's biggest problem. The feeds that you're getting from the conservatives of the day are the problem in what you're enduring. They're not calling forth a resolve, Americans. They're making jokes of those that destroy our country, which shows you that they're controlled opposition. They're serving their sponsors. And I got to make quick work of this. I'm the fastest hour nationally when it comes to sonsoflibertyradio.com. In the face of everything that's going on here, Americans, I want you to see what Fox News is doing. Look at the headline. Joe Biden has a new identity, and Jesse Waters hilariously roasts him for his videos. Americans, what is it that you don't understand? This is your comic relief. When I talk about other conservative talking heads, I'm not trying to put their light out and make mine brighter. I'm trying to get you to understand where we're at as a country. And it's this kind of nonsense right here from Fox News, where they continuously make light of the judgments that are upon this country. Americans are being invaded. Our homeland's being invaded. And what do we get from the conservatives of the day? A mockery. Hilariously roasting Joe Biden for his treasonous crimes against we the people. And somehow or another, the conservatives of the day, they think it's funny? Do you see how the agenda goes forward? Because if their favorite talking show hosts are making light of the crimes of Joe Biden, guess what they're going to do? Guess what the goats are going to do? They're going to follow in close pursuit of the likes of Jesse Waters and that of Fox News, who thinks it's an absolute joke. Well, keep in mind, it's the conservatives of the day that put them up in such a position that they're in today because they're not taken seriously. And that only shows you that they're bought and paid for just as much as you would call an MSNBC or an ABC or an NBC, whatever the case might be. There's absolutely no difference because they're all serving what? Their sponsors, their golden calves. That's what's happening, Americans. That's what's happening here. Now, aside of that, let's get to some serious stuff. I want you to see this for a moment, and I did an article on this some time ago, but I wanted to bring it to your attention, and I want to make a couple points here, if you don't mind, because every show, besides peppering scripture throughout all of our content and giving you the answers that you claim that you want, that's why we're peppering scripture and content throughout all of our content, because you say you want the answers. There's an analogy, and I'm going to give you another one, and this goes right to the spiritual man, the spiritual woman. Did you know that if a snake, and I'll read this for you in just a moment, I want to show you the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, okay? It's the propitiation of the sins of the world. That means that's the appeasement. And it's the blood that brings about remission, canceling out the debt of our sins before Jesus Christ. Did you know that if a rattler snake actually bites a sheep? As a matter of fact, let me do it this way. I'll just read it this way. A rattlesnake bit one of my sheep in the face about a week ago, one wrote. Deadliest snake that lives around here. They must be on the southern border somewhere. The sheep's face swelled up and hurt her terribly. But the old rattlesnake didn't know the kind of blood that flows through the sheep. Anti-venom is most often made from sheep's blood. The sheep swelled for about 2 days, but get this. The blood of the lamb destroyed the venom of the serpent. I was worried about the sheep, this person wrote, but didn't care. She kept on eating, kept on drinking, and kept on climbing because she knew that she was all right. Did you realize that when the venom of a snake, metaphorically speaking of Satan himself, did you know that the blood of the lamb is anti-venomous? Hey, folks, it's this kind of stuff that we need to get into our minds so we can get into our hearts. In other words, let me take it spiritually speaking, the engrafted word which is able to save your soul, that we need to understand concerning the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I think of certain scriptures. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22. I think of Revelation 1:5. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Understand, his blood is anti-venomous. It cancels out the debt of sin and guilt that's laid towards us and against us. It's all been canceled on the cross of Jesus Christ, folks. All of it. I want to say this again. When a snake bites one of the sheep that belongs to the shepherd of our souls, when we as Christians who are, again, metaphorically placed in the position or being called of as a sheep, one that belongs to the shepherd of our soul, Jesus Christ, the venom found within Satan has no effect against the blood of the Lamb. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I think of John 1:29. What does it say? It says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Understand, friends, Satan's venom has no power against the blood of a sheep, because the blood of a sheep is anti-venomous. It has no effect to those that are in the bloodline with our big brother, Jesus Christ. Amen, folks. I'm having church up in here right now, and there's an anointing all over this, Isaiah 10:27. Now, let me make another point here, because I want to ask you, have you heard of this? It's called the reversal. Jesus left his home in heaven to come to earth because only he could do what was best, desperately needed and could not be done by any other but Jesus Christ himself. We were slaves to sin, chained to a death sentence, which he nailed to the cross. When Jesus arrived, Satan thought that he would outsmart Jesus. See, those that are born of the Spirit of God understand this perfectly. When Jesus arrived, Satan thought he would outsmart Jesus. The devil's plan backfired, and his victory became his total defeat. Had he known, the Bible says, that he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That's found in 1 Corinthians 2:8. That's exactly right. Do you understand that Satan himself thought within himself to destroy Jesus on the cross would rid him of all of the problems that he may have so that he can continuously have dominion over the minds and souls of men on this earth? No, 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 folks, just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, it was the power of the cross that rid and brought forth the judgment and cast out Satan through Jesus Christ on Calvary. What don't we get here, friends? That's known as the power of God unto salvation. This is God through Christ reconciling himself unto men through the death of his Son. And if you read Romans 6, you can line this up perfectly as to who we are, because we are already dead in sin. When we came after Christ, the first thing he said to us is, deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. And as we follow him and we put our hand to the plow and we look not back, as we follow him and we become fishers of men, no matter what comes against us, friends, understand that as long as we hold to the word of Christ, we hold to the power of the cross, you understand that at the end of all of that process, all of that trial, the tribulation, the persecution, and the suffering that you go through, that there's going to be a day of resurrection, and that is the power that destroys Satan himself. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. Remember that Jesus is King. His blood is a restraining order against Satan, written in crimson letters. Therefore, take refuge in Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Abide in him, because he is our victory. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you. 1 John 3:18, have a good night. And again, we love you by what we do in 1 John 3:18.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.